The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Insufficient human contact, no access to showers for up to 14 days, and increased restrictions becoming the new norm. That's some of what the latest inspection reports from four Irish prisons found. The report shone a light on how prisoners are coping during the pandemic. To get some reaction and analysis, I'm joined now by the Legal and Public Affairs Manager and Deputy Director at the Irish Penal Reform Trust, Molly Joyce. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Anton.
Can you walk us through the most significant findings from your perspective?
Yes, absolutely. And I guess the first thing to say is that these are the first inspection reports that have been published by the Inspector of Prisons under the new inspection framework and indeed under the COVID-19 thematic inspection regime. And perhaps more notably, they are the first inspection reports published of an inspection of a closed prison in about 8 years. And that has been a serious gap in oversight. So we really can't overstate how welcome these reports are and that they cannot come soon enough. And in terms of the key findings, you've identified some of them there in terms of the conditions that people have been dealing with in Irish prisons. I think the headline point for us, though, really, is the fact that the Inspector of Prisons has effectively found that the quarantine and isolation measures that have been introduced in Irish prisons in order to try and prevent the spread of COVID-19 effectively amount to solitary confinement, and solitary confinement being restricted or held in your cell for 22 hours or more a day with a very limited amount of meaningful human interaction. And what the Inspector of Prisons has been clear about across all four of the reports that were published is that solitary confinement should not be used as a means to prevent transmission of COVID-19. And she said that other measures need to be looked at instead. So,
and is there scope for other measures? Because one assumes that there is relatively limited geographical space to create separation within prisons without effectively creating solitary environments.
You've hit the nail on the head there in terms of the limited space within prisons. And what the Inspector of Prisons has said is that what should be looked at is effectively reducing the prison population. So she has, the Inspector has specifically recommended that the Irish Prison Service work with the Department of Justice to try and maximise the opportunities for reducing the prison population. And it's important to say that this is not an impossible goal, because we know that at the very beginning of the pandemic in March 2020, the Irish Prison Service, in conjunction with a range of other agencies and government departments, was successful in reducing the prison population by about 14% between March and June of 2020. And we also know from the Irish Prison Service annual report published last week that of those released, for example, on certain measures such as community return, there was an extremely high compliance rate upon their release. So an 89% compliance rate of the 287 people who were released in 2020 on community return. So effectively, people were released in a very safe way that did not increase any risks to the community, but meant that there was less people in prison, which of course means there's more geographical space, people can be held in single cells, there's more room for social distancing, and effectively helps mitigate or ensure that there's other ways of trying to reduce the spread of COVID-19 or prevent the spread of COVID-19 without having to resort to these very, very harsh regimes, which have been really difficult for people in prison.
Can I ask you just to answer the probably predictable reaction? There will be some who will obviously accept the notion that the creation of non-punitive solitary environments is not acceptable. But some of the other findings, things like visits being impacted upon, the ability to access showers being impacted upon, you know, there will be a lot of people who will take the attitude that says, good enough for them. What's the response?
Our response to that is, it's an international standard accepted by our government and by all the agencies working in Ireland that when someone is sent to prison, it is the deprivation of their liberty that is the punishment, and that the conditions and their treatment within prison cannot be used as further measures of punishment. So that's an accepted principle. But perhaps more kind of practically, it's to point out to people that when people have been held in these regimes, sometimes between 8 and 14 days, effectively in solitary confinement, we know that the damage that solitary confinement can cause to people and to the impact it can have on their mental health. And many of the people who are going into prison often have mental health issues. That's going to be exacerbated by being held in these very, very lonely and difficult circumstances. And it basically means that people aren't going to be getting the same rehabilitative and treatment that they usually would, the same opportunities for trying to address their offending behavior or address their addictions, if that's part of their you know, concerns or issues. And what that means is that if they haven't gotten those access, you know, access to them in prison, they're going to end up leaving prison at some point without ever having had the opportunity to actually deal with some of the issues that got them into prison in the first place. And ultimately, that's not good for them. It's not good for their families or their communities. And it's not good for everyone else either, because it just means that we're not actually helping people move away from an offending and from crime, which is ultimately what the purpose of our criminal justice and prison system should be.
One gets the sense, Molly, that it would be a mistake to assume that all of the problems outlined in the reports will be solved with the departure of the pandemic, because some of the findings were things like female prisoners not accessing certain sanitary products, certain prisoners being kept three to a cell in a cell that was below the minimum size, the ongoing continuation of slopping out. All of those are endemic issues that will last beyond the pandemic, one assumes.
Absolutely, yes. And the issues that, you know, we and IPRT have been campaigning on for many years. But, you know, another, all the issues you've just mentioned, another one is the mental health concerns. You know, the inspectorate report in respect of Limerick Prison and Clover Hill identified, again, the significant concerns about the waiting list that severely mentally ill people in prison are waiting for a transfer to the Central Mental Hospital. But there isn't enough space. And that's an ongoing issue that's been ongoing for many years. And that is going to continue past the pandemic. And I suppose the concern is that, as you say, all of these issues may endure, but they have been made worse potentially by the pandemic. And in terms of that point you mentioned earlier on about the, you know, the complacency, the new norm, the inspectorate really identified that there is a concern that, you know, one staff member said it to the inspector, unlocking will be harder than closing down, that effectively there's going to be a difficulty maybe in coming back from these more restrictive regimes, and that's going to just exacerbate all of the issues you've identified and that I've mentioned. And so it's going to be a bit of an uphill, you know, it's going to be maybe not an uphill battle, but it's definitely something that's going to need consistent and, you know, external oversight, looking at it, keeping that pressure up to make sure that we're continuing to address all of the issues that existed pre-pandemic and also address the issues that are undoubtedly going to come out of the pandemic in Irish prisons.
In terms of addressing those issues, whenever there are problems raised in a sector, at some point you have to look and say, well, what is the level of public engagement and or political support for changes in the area or for the funding that will create the changes? A text to 53106 saying, tough luck, they're criminals. They deserve all they get, hard on them. They may learn their lesson that way. No crocodile tears here. If that's emblematic of the kind of sentiment that is out there, is there much optimism on your part or on the part of the Irish Penal Reform Trust to see change happening?
There is. We have a lot of optimism because we do see that there are a lot of people who do understand, you know, and working in this area, who really understand the need to try and help people in prison move away from offending, and that the way to do that is through rehabilitative services. It is through reducing the prison population and looking at other ways that we can try and address offending behavior that is more effective and that actually stops reoffending in the future. And there's huge amounts of, you know, civil society organizations working in this area, academics, but also, you know, we're very aware that the prison service itself and the Department of Justice, and, you know, they are looking at different measures. There's lots of new things being set up. So there's been a mental health task force set up earlier this year to look at the addiction and mental health needs of people coming into contact with the criminal justice system. There's a lot of energy in that task force to try and address the overrepresentation of people with addiction and mental health in prisons and trying to stop that. And there's a lot of momentum, you know, in terms of progressive penal reform in Ireland, which we very much welcome. And we are optimistic, we're very optimistic that things can improve. And indeed, the publication of these inspection reports is evidence of that. It has been about 8 years since the last published inspection report of the closed prison in Ireland. And the fact that now we are starting to see publication, we're starting to see that coming out is a really, really good thing. And long may it continue.
Molly Joyce, thank you very much. That is Molly Joyce, Legal and Public Affairs Manager and Deputy Director at the Irish Penal Reform Trust.